This is GQDN for Thursday, November the 2nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get your stuff, get to the checkout, and put in Quest in the coupon code and get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Smurfs. We got something going on with PlayStation Plus and Sega, what are you doing? But we start with tomorrow's schedule to BlizzCon. And Wowhead did give an update as to what the schedule looks like. And where we thought it wasn't going to be as busy, well, it looks like it's going to be very busy now. Because day one, the basic schedule is still confirmed, but there's going to be some Diablo stuff that's going on. The Dark Moon Herald will be going on starting at 10 a.m. And there'll be some Overwatch stuff that's going on that includes the esports. And some World of Warcraft stuff that'll be going on there as well. And that will include the Nexus Arena lobby. And it goes the same thing with day two. The BlizzCon arena is going to be up and going at about 11:15 a.m. on Saturday. And that has quite the schedule there to it. The Diablo Hall will indeed be busy in the different places of the Diablo Hall. So pay attention there. The Overwatch World Cup will be going on. And the meet and greet will be going on there as well. Going on to about 3:15 off and on. Overwatch Hall will be quite busy again. Hearthstone Hall D will also be very busy with some different events. And the Warcraft Rumble in Hall D will have some stuff going on. And I bet you'll be able to try out the game before you decide to purchase it yourself. Well, it is free, I believe. And World of Warcraft, all in Hall D. They'll be going over some different things there too, including their esports as well. So, a lot of things, a lot more things than what we originally thought. But you have to check out the schedule yourself. It's up on Wowhead. Now, one that was there a long time ago was Greg Street. PCGamer.com did say that he is working on another MMO. So, being a part of Blizzard, then going over to Riot Games, Greg Street did say that he's working on the game called Fantastic Pixel Castle, which is a NetEase big budget MMO. So he was talking about it. So here's what he said, quote, MMOs are arguably one of the most challenging genres of the game to make, but we have some big adventures. We're a fully remote studio allowing us to hire the best game developers, and we plan to stay small so we can iterate on our design quickly. We also want to show how the game early and often the community and make sure we are on the right track to incorporate constant feedback. So there were some pictures that went with it too. And yes, hey, it's typical for Ghostcrawler. It's good. It does look good. Now, what else is going on throughout the corporate world is Sonic versus Mario. According to Eurogamer.net, the Sega executive Osamu Oshii did say that Sonic should surpass Mario. Now, he is the division manager for the second business department, who is also in charge of the Sonic series, and he's rebooting to create a, quote, second Sonic, end quote. And he was talking to Sega Japan, and this was translated by Noisy Pixel. So here's what he said. Quote, Sonic was a game originally developed to compete with Mario, and we have yet to achieve that. Because we respect Mario, my goal is to catch up and surpass him. Further quote, we want Sonic to be played all over the world, including Japan, just like Mario, and we want the movie to be a bigger hit than Mario. We also want to build a Sonic attraction in Universal Studios Japan. That's my goal as a Sonic lover. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see. Now, the Call of Duty League, according to .esports, did finally announce its schedule for the next season. So, the major one qualifiers will be in 2024, the CDL season. And that'll be starting in December. It'll have a break for the holidays. It'll have the first LAN event from January 25th to the 28th in Boston. So Call of Duty League did say on X, quote, "We are so back. CDL 2024 begins December 8th. And they did give a link to what the set schedule is. So they're talking about Major 1, which will start December 8th to the 21st, and they'll be the online qualifiers. 25th to the 28th will be Breach, the LAN tournament. There will be a Part 2, Major 2, February 16th to March 17th, where March 21 to 24th will be, once again, a LAN tournament, so in person. Number 3, Major 3, April 12th to May 12th for the online qualifiers, and May 16th to the 19th for the LAN tournament. And Major 4, May 24th to June 18th for the online qualifiers, and June 20th to the 23rd will be in the LAN tournament. Now, Major 1 will be hosted by Boston Breach. Major 2 will be in Miami. That's Major 2. Major 3 will be in Toronto. Major 4 will be in Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. And those are the tournaments. So good luck to them. Now, we got a bit of a sale. I do like to end with sales, but not this time. We're going to end with games. Because PC Games N did say that GeForce RTX 4070 gaming laptop is on sale. So, the Leveno Legion Pro 5 is now at $1,330. It's on sale well ahead of Black Friday. So, you can get that, but there are some other variations to it. The Legion Pro 5 Gen 8 AMD, 16 inches, is now $600 off, is under $2,000, and that's 32% off. The Legion Pro 5 Gen 8 AMD is now below $1,400, so that's a pretty good discount too, because it was originally just under $2,000. So if you want a laptop, a gaming laptop, now might be the time. Now, here's what PlayStation's doing, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And that is, the PlayStation Plus members can get an additional Sony Pictures Core benefits. So that means you can get some early access to the Silent Hill Ascension, and you can have a 15% discount on all the content, be the purchase and rentals of all the Sony Pictures, which is up to 100 movies. Now, some of those movies are free, but the discount can be added to those that are already on sale and those that are not on sale. So not only do you get the free ones, you get 15% off. And that goes for all the PlayStation Plus people. Now, the weekly compilation will be available only to the PlayStation Plus Premium and Deluxe members 24 hours before they would become available to the other platforms. So here's what Sony did say about that. Quote, "We're pleased to see strong engagement for Sony Pictures Core since launching earlier this month on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 consoles." End quote. Okay. Now, Blue News did say two more things. And it'll be the last two things. One, Dreamlight Valley, A Rift in Time, has been announced. So, for those who played Dreamlight Valley, here's what they said. Quote, "This all-new story will unfold across three new biomes and over three acts. At launch, as part of Act 1, players can look forward to meeting favorite characters including Gaston, Rapunzel, and Eve, while discovering new blooms, including Ancient Landing, the Glittering Dunes, and the Wild Tangle." So, there's some other stuff that goes to it. Have fun with that. Man, what the smurf. Yeah, Blues News did say that the Smurfs 2, Prisoner of the Green Stone, has been released and is available on Windows, GOG, and Steam, and the consoles themselves. In fact, they had a nice little trailer to go with it. But Handy Smurf did create a nice invention called the Smurfomix, but he's missing an ingredient, and that's the Green Stone, which is in the clutches of one Gargamel. So, have fun with the Smurfs. So smurf you if you don't. Just kidding. Anyway, tomorrow, no GQDN. Why? Didn't I already say it's BlizzCon? That's right. I will be up on my channel, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. Medros is taking over the Dawnforge channel. Well, it's his channel anyway. twitch.tv/Dawnforge. And we will be reacting, talking to each other throughout the opening ceremony. So this is going to be Blizzard's big sale to us, the people. Let's see what they've got. And it starts, we'll say around 11 a.m. or 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, I gotta get some lunch, dang it. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. And remember, come watch us react to BlizzCon. See you tomorrow.